Harper Audio presents Offshore by Penelope Fitzgerald, read by Jot Davis. Introduction read by Alan Hollinghurst. Preface read by Stephanie Racine.
Penelope Fitzgerald. Preface by Hermione Lee, Advisory Editor. When Penelope Fitzgerald unexpectedly won the Booker Prize with Offshore in 1979, at the age of 63, she said to her friends, "I knew I was an outsider." The people she wrote about in her novels and biographies were outsiders too. Misfits, romantic artists, hopeful failures, misunderstood lovers, orphans and oddities. She was drawn to unsettled characters who lived on the edges. She wrote about the vulnerable and the underprivileged, children, women trying to cope on their own, gentle, muddled, unsuccessful men. Her view of the world was that it divided into exterminators and exterminatees. She would say, "I am drawn to people who seem to have been born defeated or even profoundly lost." She was a humorous writer with a tragic sense of life. Outsiders in literature were close to her heart too. She was fond of underrated idiosyncratic writers with distinctive voices, like the novelist J.L. Carr or Harold Munro of the Poetry Bookshop, or the remarkable and tragic poet Charlotte Mew. The publisher Virago's enterprise of bringing neglected women writers back to life appealed to her, and under their imprint she championed the 19th century novelist Margaret Oliphant. She enjoyed eccentrics like Stevie Smith. She liked writers and people who stood at an odd angle to the world. The child of an unusual literary middle-class English family, she inherited the evangelical principles of her bishop grandfathers and the qualities of her Knox father and uncles. Integrity, austerity, understatement, brilliance, and a laconic, wry sense of humour. She did not expect success, though she knew her own worth. Her writing career was not a usual one. She began publishing late in her life, around 60, and in 20 years she published 9 novels, 3 biographies, and many essays and reviews. She changed publisher 4 times when she started publishing, before settling with Collins, and she never had an agent to look after her interests, though her publishers mostly became her friends and advocates. She was a dark horse, whose Booker Prize, with her 3rd novel, was a surprise to everyone. But, by the end of her life, she had been shortlisted for it several times, had won a number of other British prizes, was a well-known figure on the literary scene, and became famous, at 80, with the publication of The Blue Flower, and its winning in the United States the National Book Critics Circle Award. Yet she always had a quiet reputation. She was a novelist with a passionate following of careful readers, not a big name. She wrote compact, subtle novels. They are funny, but they are also dark. They are eloquent and clear, but also elusive and indirect. They leave a great deal unsaid. Whether she was drawing on the experiences of her own life, working for the BBC in the Blitz, helping to make a go of a small-town Suffolk bookshop, living on a leaky barge on the Thames in the 1960s, teaching children at a stage school, or, in her last 4 great novels, going back in time and sometimes out of England to historical periods which she evoked with astonishing authenticity. She created whole worlds with striking economy. Her books inhabit a small space, but seem, magically, to reach out beyond it. After her death at 83, in 2000, there might have been a danger of this extraordinary voice fading away into silence and neglect. But she has been kept from oblivion by her executors and her admirers. The posthumous publication of her stories, essays and letters is now being followed by a biography, Penelope Fitzgerald, A Life, by Hermione Lee, Chatto and Windus, 2013, and by these very welcome reissues of her work. The fine writers who have provided introductions to these new editions show what a distinguished following she has. I hope that many new readers will now discover and fall in love with the work of one of the most spellbinding English novelists of the 20th century. Introduction.
"Everything that you learn is useful," says the 11-year-old Martha in Offshore. "Didn't you know that everything..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?